Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts, and I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And this week is the week. It's finally here. This is the Disney World March Madness Tournament.
Guys.
Someone go secure the copyright for that music, and we'll just go from there.
You'll never tie it, not with that horrible rendition.
That was a pretty horrible
job. Mine goes da 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 da. That one goes da 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 da.
I'm just waiting for all the social media sites to be like, hey, we're going to mute this part of your video. It's copywritten. Yeah. I don't think so.
Pull the Vanilla Ice. No, mine is this way.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Oh, this is. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Ever since we started doing our attraction ranking episodes way back last year, the thought has always been we're going to do these four parks at Disney World, and then we're going to have one big tournament in March to decide which of these attractions is going to be our favorite attraction. And so if you think about the first four attraction rankings episodes we did. Think of that as a regular season.
It's been a long season.
It's been a long season, right? You had some ups and downs. You had some attractions that did well, some attractions that maybe didn't do quite as well. But here we are, tournament time, and the records, they go out the window.
It's reset.
It's mano a mano. It's
one and done.
One and done. Who's going to come out as the champion?
I think what's interesting is you have so many different styles and variations of attractions, and when we put some of these up against each other, you're going to think, well, that has nothing to do with this other attraction and how they would match up. But that's what makes it fun, right? You always get that team from wherever, the Nantucket Nannies, and they play like Duke and give them a little bit of a run. And so I love it.
Please don't sue us, Nantucket Nannies.
And for you listeners, play along with this because it's straight up. And I think, Dak, you brought up a good point. How are we going to decide who wins each matchup? And it's going to be
how much can Ryan and Randy gang up on Dak to force our narrative down this?
you know what, Randy, you say that. I think there's going to be. Let me back up a second.
This is going to be intense.
This is going to be intense.
I totally get it.
So it's straight up. I think, Dak, you brought up a good example. It's 9 o'clock at night. The park is closing. Everything being equal, wait time, attraction availability, weather, which ride are you picking? So when we do these individual matchups, look at it that way. Just if you had a choice, you get this one or you get that one. Everything else being equal, which one are you choosing? And that's how they will advance. We have a grand total of 44 attractions, 11 in each bracket. So we have four brackets. Now, the brackets are going to be named after the number one seed in that bracket. So we have Magic, Epcot, Hollywood, and Animal Kingdom. So the number one seed at Magic Kingdom is going to be Tron, which is the number one seed during our Magic Kingdom episode, and so forth. Animal Kingdom is Everest, Epcot is Cosmic Rewind, Hollywood Studios is Rise of the Resistance. The next three seeds after that, so the top four seeds in each bracket all come from a separate park. From there, I used three different pots, used a random generator online to create the remainder of the bracket. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I personally did not go through these attractions and rank them myself. When I was putting these through the generator, there are some gnarly matchups that we're about to go over because of just this pure, controlled randomness, if you will.
This is nuts.
Yeah. So
I'm just looking at the bracket, fellas. This is going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. So
in the words of that old boxing ref, let's get it on. Let's get it on.
That's right.
Let's get it on. All right. So so I have printed a bracket for both Dak and Randy. So each of us has a bracket. And what we are going to do is just we're going to go through the opening round matchups first. So again, there are 11 attractions in each of the brackets. Five have first round buys, and then we have some play-in games here. So we're going to do all the play-in games first in all four brackets, and then we'll go from there. Okay, so if we start in the top left, we have our Epcot bracket, right? So we have the number 8 Living with the Land versus number 9 Star Tours. Who you guys taking?
Star Tours.
Yeah, that's easy. Star Tours.
Oh my gosh. Not easy, but okay. I was going to go Living with the Land, but I lose that.
Really?
One. I was going to go, yeah. Star Tours makes me sick. So I think, yeah. But hey, it's majority rules here. So I'm outvoted 2-1. Wow. So we have Star Tours. Okay. The number 6 seed versus number 11, we have Jungle Cruise versus Peter Pan.
Jungle Cruise.
I would go Jungle Cruise as well.
You hesitated there.
Peter Pan's a classic, but overall, I enjoy Jungle Cruise better.
All right, so we got Jungle Cruise advancing.
So by the way, I just want to point out, we have our first upset here, right? Star Tours knocking off Living with the Land.
Technically, according to the seeds, yes.
That is our first upset.
That's our first upset.
First game, first upset. Let's get it on.
All right, number 7 seed, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway versus the number 10 seed, Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Mm.
Mickey and Minnie's for me.
Same.
Okay, I'll go with that. We'll make it unanimous. I was debating on that one, but that's the right answer.
It feels more difficult than it is, but yeah. Let's be honest. Enchanted Tales might hang with them for the first 12 minutes or so. Mickey and Minnie's going to win by about 35.
Yeah, they're a second half team. All right, so moving down to the Everest bracket. I'm sorry, not Everest bracket. Everest is the number 1 seed. It's the Animal Kingdom bracket. We have the number 8. This is a tough matchup.
This one's hard.
The number 8 seed, Carousel of Progress, versus the number 9 seed, Buzz Lightyear.
So we're talking Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin,
Space
right?
Space Ranger Spin.
Yeah, and that's why this is hard.
Yeah. Because when that ride is firing on all cylinders, it's a great attraction.
I want to say about this one, there's a little bit of commentary for me that's going to go into my decision. Having recently done this just a couple of weeks ago, I was yet again, this seems to be a more often than not thing, in a car where my gun did not register points at all.
Yeah.
Which made the whole thing pointless for me. I'm going with Carousel of Progress. It's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Yep. I'm going to go with the Carousel of Progress as well.
Carousel it is.
Okay. So maybe not that close. All right. Number 6 seed, Space Mountain versus number 11, Small World.
Yeah.
Space
for
Mountain.
For me, this is, sorry. Yeah. Space Mountain by a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, Small World there was probably a little overseeded. Okay, number 7 seed, Tough to Be a Bug. Number 10 seed, Country Bear. Country Bear Jamboree coming in as the number 10 seed.
Now, let me tell you why this one actually is a little bit difficult. Both of these attractions are, one's going away altogether, yeah, and the other one's going to change, and we don't know what it's going to look like, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is that play-in game in the tournament where you're just like, who are these people again?
Yeah. Yep. So, and not to get ahead of ourselves, but we're looking ahead to next year. So looking ahead to next year we'll do this again. We'll have different attractions, and we'll also have Disneyland's attractions.
Oh boy.
It'll be a much different tournament. And like you said, Randy, Tough to Be a Bug, Country Bear will be two completely different attractions at that point. So,
Country Bear?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Country Bear Jamboree.
I would choose Tough to Be a Bug, but I'm going to lose just on a vote of 2-1 there.
Second upset, fellas. That's a 10 beat knocking off a 7. That's,
you know, Dak, I thought you would go with Tough to Be a Bug there, to be honest.
That's a bracket buster.
Yeah. Okay, moving over to the right side of the bracket, we have the Magic Kingdom. We have the number 8 seed People Mover versus the number 9 seed Muppets 3D. Oh. To me, it's a no-brainer.
I fell asleep in Muppets, so I'm going People Mover.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, Dak doesn't like funny things, so he's...
The Muppet Show is about 5 minutes too long for me. That's just... But People Mover is a classic. All right. Number 6 seed, Los Tres Caballeros Gran Fiesta Tour versus the number 11 seed, Seas with Nemo.
Gimme Donald.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's not even close to me.
No.
Gran Fiesta taking him.
Yep. All right, number 7, Voyage of the Little Mermaid. And then number 10, Tomorrowland Speedway.
I enjoy breathing clean air, so I'm going Little Mermaid.
Guys, this one's a hard one for me.
Yeah, me too.
This is probably the most nostalgic thing for me as a child growing up was the smell of those exhaust fumes.
Um, I have an
Autopia t-shirt. I mean, this, I'm, look, I haven't made a decision on this.
Deck, you're going Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, yeah.
I'll probably am going to go Speedway.
I think that's where I'm at, but yeah. I tell you what, this one is going to come down to probably a buzzer beater. I have ridden the Voyage of Little Mermaid all by myself, grown man, nobody else with me. Ride I always want to do.
But
boy, ooh.
You can thank the random generator for this.
I think I'm going with the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Okay. Gotta go with the classic. All right. So our last bracket, moving down to the Hollywood Studios, we have the number 8 seed Tom Sawyer Island versus the number 9 seed Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
Another tough matchup here.
Well, I'm going Tom Sawyer. Too big, too strong. Really manhandle the people down low in the paint.
I'm going Treehouse.
Wow.
I'm going Treehouse.
Man.
So it's on you again, Randy.
Listen, Tom Sawyer, when y'all make Tom this Sawyer easy just by me. Sheer size, they just,
yeah,
it's just got a lot of beef.
I want to say that the other night I closed down Magic Kingdom, the very last thing my youngest two sons and I did to close down Magic Kingdom after getting off of, it was midnight, we just got off Big Thunder Mountain, we were headed out of the park, and we're walking by the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, and I'm like, hey, I've never done this at night, let's go do it.
It's fantastic. And
it was awesome. It was so awesome. I'm picking Tom Sawyer.
Oh my!
You're picking Tom Sawyer.
Picking Tom Sawyer for the win.
Oh.
I just—it's one of those that, you know, it's the most peaceful part of the park.
It is. It is. No, no, no. That's a very tough matchup because I like these attractions equally. So again, because I like them equally, I go to the next factor for me, which is going to be convenience. And the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse is more convenient to get on.
Here's the thing, and this is why for me Tom Sawyer wins. It's easy to get on the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, but there's nothing for me to do, right? I can't touch anything. I can't sit on anything. I'm just walking through.
That's true.
And as much as I want to picture myself saying, hey, I could live out here, which I couldn't because the first bug that shows up, I'd be like, I'm out. Tom Sawyer Island, I can explore the cave. I can sit on
a
rocking chair. I can shoot the gun.
That's
Tom Sawyer
point.
Wins.
That's a good point. Tom Sawyer still wins. All right. Number 6, we have Remy's Ratatouille Adventure versus number 11, Walt Disney World Railroad. I'm going to go with the railroad, fellas.
Guys, I'm going with the railroad.
Booyah.
Got to be kidding.
Booyah.
I like Remy. I think it's great. I think it's innovative. It also requires me sometimes to take those glasses off so I don't yak. Railroad wins it.
Yep. Wow. No brainer for me. Sorry. Man. Sorry, Dak. Dak was going to choose Remy's, right?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, because I think
that's
Remy's was
like
was it Remy's like your number 2 attraction at
Remy's was 12-2 in their conference. Like they
wow. Listen.
They're 12-2 but like in the Atlantic 10. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to defend the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Railroad comes through every time. Choo choo. Choo choo.
All right, so our last opening round matchup, we have number 7 seed Spaceship Earth versus the number 10 Mickey's PhilharMagic.
Yeah, give me Judi Dench.
Yep. Sorry, Dak.
No way.
Dak's just getting land blasted here. Spaceship Earth.
Wow. You guys have no sense of what entertainment is.
I mean, how could you turn down in the opening round like the most visible thing of visiting the entire property out there.
Way I'm singing along. They added Coco, and I love PhilharMagic.
Yeah, well, thank the Phoenicians.
Hate those Phoenicians.
All right, guys. We're in the round of 32, so back up to the top left, our Epcot bracket. We have the number 1 seed Cosmic Rewind versus the number 9 seed Star Tours.
Do we even need to vote on this one?
I mean, to me, it's like, which one makes me throw up more? Both are going to make me motion sick. I will give Cosmic the nod, though, just because it is who it is.
It is kind of funny that these are motion sickness rides.
Yeah,
some people.
Yep.
But like, I mean, we're talking about this is Duke versus Oral Roberts, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, pretty much. All right.
Sorry, North Carolina. I know Dak's not, you know, partial to the other school in that state.
Yeah.
The doofs.
All right, guys, we come to probably the toughest matchup so far.
I believe this might be one of the toughest one in the entire bracket here.
We have the number 5 seed, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, versus the number 4 seed, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run.
For me, this isn't a hard decision. I'm Seven Dwarves.
Seven Dwarves.
Yeah, I'm going with the Falcon.
I thought this one might come down to me for a lot of reasons.
I'm going with the Falcon.
So I thought this one may come down to me, and I think probably a year ago I would have chosen Seven Dwarves.
Wow.
I don't know what it was on our last guys trip. I had a lot of fun doing that ride.
It was magical.
And I just think if you start ranking roller coasters now at Walt Disney World, Seven Dwarves to me is kind of falling down the list. So I think I'm going to go with Smugglers here. Sorry, Dak.
By the way, my family recently completed two runs on Smuggler's Run. And in both runs, one of them was normal mode and the other mode was in Chewy mode.
Nice.
And we achieved the rank of Master Pirate both times.
Wow.
To achieve Master Pirate in Chewy mode is no small feat, but I don't know if you guys know. Here's a little moment of trivia. Do you know what the rank above Master Pirate is? You're going to enjoy this.
Master Pirate
Nerf Herder?
The rank above Master Pirate is Employee of the Month.
What?
Remember, you work for Onaka Transports while you're on this run.
Yeah.
Employee of the Month, which actually requires not just a perfect score, but it requires you to get above a perfect score.
Wow.
Well, how do you get above a perfect score?
You got to get all the containers of coaxium, and you can't hit anything.
I don't see how that's possible. All right.
So, I've never seen anyone do it, but apparently that's how it's programmed. So I feel pretty good about achieving Master Pirate twice in a row, and in Chewy mode. You have no instructions in Chewy mode except what's given to you in Wookiee. I don't speak Wookiee.
All right. So we have, moving on, number 3, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad versus the number 6 seed, Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, it's the wildest ride in the wilderness for me.
Right. Big Thunder. No surprise there. All right. Number 7, Mickey and Minnie's versus number 2, Flight of Passage.
Flight. Siva Co.
Yep. No contest there. Sorry, Mickey and Minnie. We love you. Step it up next year. All right. Moving down to the Animal Kingdom bracket, we have the number 1 seed Everest versus the number 8 seed Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, Everest.
Everest? Jack agrees?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 5 seed, Cali River Rapids versus the number 4 seed, Frozen.
Probably getting wet on both rides.
The question is how wet?
Yeah. I'm going Frozen.
Yeah, I'm going to get less wet.
Yeah.
Frozen it is.
I'll go Frozen as well. Okay. Another tough matchup. Number 3, Ooh. Slinky Dog Dash versus Ooh. the number 6 seed, Space Mountain.
Wow.
I'm torn, fellas.
Yeah, this is hard.
And not Dax, I know Dax.
Yeah, I think I know where Dax's going on this one. That's going to be a no-brainer. This one's difficult. I'm not going to factor in the fact that last time we rode Slinky Dog Dash, my youngest son got stung by a bee on it on his back underneath his shirt. So that's not going to factor into my decision here. But I think it's hard to go against probably one of the most iconic rides that it has been replicated at every Disney park and reinvented every single time as a result of it. I've got to go with Space Mountain. Needs a refresh, needs an update, but that's a blue blood right there.
I would agree it's a blue blood. I would say, again, a year ago, I probably would have chosen Slinky Dog. There's just, again, this past trip, I fell in love all over again with Space Mountain.
Ripping my heart out. Ripping my heart out of my chest.
Got to go with Space.
I'm having such a hard time just watching Dak's face.
Like, if Dak were a betting man, he'd be negative $1 million right now because he's choosing all the wrong answers. All right.
I'm not choosing the wrong answer. I'm choosing the correct ones. Being overridden by two...
Now listen, here again, okay, we're going back to our bracket. Remember, that was a 3 versus a 6. This is our first round of 32 upset.
Yes.
So far, the top seed has come out every time so far. This is the first time that someone from the play-in tournament has actually advanced now to that the Sweet 16.
That should
well, tell you. But it's hard to argue that Space Mountain
had a rough season.
They had a rough season.
They're a blue blood.
They had a couple injuries.
They're a perennial Elite Eight Final Four team.
They had a couple injuries, Dak. They're healthy. their coach is back from suspension. Like they're good to go.
This is an old 1980s. I'm straddling another man ride, and my back hurts when I get out of it. It sounds like a bad, bad dream.
All right, moving on. All right, the last round, last matchup of this round of this bracket, we have the number 2 Pirates of the Caribbean versus number 7 Country Bears.
I love the Country Bears, but this is not hard.
Yeah, Pirates all the way. Okay, moving over to the Magic Kingdom bracket, we have Tron versus People Mover. Number 1 seed Tron versus People Mover.
Yeah, Tron wins by 75.
Tron. Okay. Now we've got the number 5 seed Toy Story versus the number 4 seed Dinosaur.
I'm right. They win by 75, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
Tron,
that's
Tron.
Not even like.
Here's the thing. I think People Mover puts up a valiant fight against Tron. I love People Mover.
People Mover gets stuck trying to run out of the tunnel. Okay. Yeah.
They run into the back of the mascot. Knock him over.
I'm thinking like this is Space Jam, except like the Toon Team doesn't have Michael Jordan on it. Okay, like it's not happening, guys.
All right, Tron with the landslide victory. All right, so number 5, Toy Story. Versus number 4, Dinosaur.
So this is Toy Story Mania.
Yes, Toy Story Mania.
I like Dinosaur, but you know, what's hard about this is, I'm going to tell you, what's hard about this is the Toy Story Mania queue, wait, logistics leave such a bad taste in my mouth that sometimes I'm angry by the time I get on that ride. Despite the fact that I have never lost in my car.
Yeah.
So
it's such a fun attraction.
It's just a great attraction. I feel like I went boxing, but Toy Story Mania is going to win it for me. Yep.
All right. Number 3 seed, we have Test Track versus the number 6 seed, Grand Fiesta Tour, Los Tres Caballeros. Randy's, he's already stewing. I knew this was going to be a tough matchup for Randy. Actually, this may be a tough match. Is this a tough matchup for
you? No, it's not for me. I'm going Test Track.
Okay.
It's old. It needs to be updated, but...
And it's going to get updated.
It's going to give me a lot more fun than Grand Fiesta.
It is the fastest attraction in the Disney parks.
Yes.
I think we got to stick with it.
I'm going Test Track as well. Nothing against Grand Fiesta. We've all talked about it. We love it. It's one of our most nostalgic rides.
It's a little darling.
It's a little darling.
I do... You know, it's one that I don't have any... You know, I don't have any fan apparel for that attraction. I don't even think it exists, which is a crime in my opinion. I would totally wear a Where's Donald t-shirt. ¿Dónde está Donald?
All right. So we have number 2 Rock and Roller Coaster versus the number 10 Tomorrowland Speedway. This is going to finish up this round for the Magic Kingdom bracket. I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hollywood Studios, number 1, Rise of the Resistance versus number 8, Tom Sawyer Island. We're going Rise. Is that the obvious choice?
You know, it looks like it's entertaining, but I think Rise is just playing with Tom there.
Okay. Oh, this is tough. Actually, not so tough for me. Number 4 seed, Kilimanjaro Safaris versus the number 5 seed, Tower of Terror.
See this coming a million miles away. You two are ganging up on me again.
This is why I feel bad, because I'm like,
the wrong ride over and over and over again.
You know what? Listen, I kind of blame you on this, Deck, because if not for your ranking of Tower of Terror,
it would have ranked as a higher seed and it wouldn't have fallen this low.
Exactly.
Did it to yourself.
That's 100% correct.
Because it breaks my heart to see the Safari go out this early.
There's no reason that both of these should not be moving on, but just with how the generator spat out these attractions.
I want to say, by the way, it's never too late to become a tower convert.
That's true.
My oldest son, actually, who has forever said, I'm just not going to ride it, very much like Dak. I don't like that feeling. I don't like whatever. It has become, in this just this last trip, became one of his favorite attractions, to where he was willing to go wait in the standby queue with our youngest son to go do it.
I salute him.
I do too. He did it three times on this trip. Three times he rode Tower of Terror. That ride has staying power.
That can be you, Dak.
No. Moving on.
All right. Number three, Haunted Mansion versus number 11, Walt Disney World Railroad.
Yeah, it's the mansion.
Yeah, it's the mansion. No disrespect to the railroad, but mansion's winning this one. And then, all right, the very last matchup of the round of 32, we have number two, Soarin' versus number seven, Spaceship Earth.
Soarin'.
Yeah, I will go Soarin' as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go Spaceship Earth just to be contrary.
Really?
It's just, you know, not my... I think it's fine if you can be in the dead center. And if you sit in any other seat,
yeah, that's a good point.
It loses its appeal to me.
Good point.
So
and so, Dak, and I would say this. This is one of those matchups. Like today, I am firmly in the Soarin' side. But a week ago, I could have seen myself picking Spaceship Earth. I love both of these.
Look, Dak,
almost
you won
equally.
One. Hey, wow. Congratulations.
And so, hey, Soarin' is your horse, man. You're going to ride Soarin' all the way to the finals, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Round of 16, guys. The Sweet 16. Back over to the Epcot bracket. We have Cosmic Rewind versus Smuggler's Run.
Yeah. I mean, these are two of my three favorite attractions in all of the parks. So for me, this is hard, but you're not gonna beat my favorite. So Cosmic Rewind's where my vote is.
Okay. Mine as well. Dak?
I would have chosen Smuggler's, but... It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter because it's 2-1.
All right. Then we have the number 3 seed Big Thunder versus the number 2 seed Flight of Passage.
Oh, I will fight you guys right now.
Hey, Dak, rest assured, I'm going with you on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going Big Thunder.
Yeah. I just think for...
Oh, you're going Big Thunder?
I'm going Big Thunder.
Well, that's where I was going.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay. So this is a sweep.
Yeah, sweep.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, the number 2 seed falls.
Yeah. Their top scorer was hurt for this game.
Yeah.
So, all right. Down to the bottom half of the bracket, we have the number 1 seed Everest versus number 4 Frozen.
Yeah, despite the fact that it's broken like more than half the time that exists, Everest still wins here for me.
Yep, me too. I think Dak was going to choose Frozen.
I was.
Yep, that's okay. All right, number 3 seed, we have
Space Mountain.
Let me backtrack. We had the upset in the earlier round, so we have Space Mountain versus the number 2 Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, in my opinion, space finally gets put in its place, which is that you don't belong here.
Randy's rubbing his head.
Overrated.
Look, I'm thinking feeling a little bit the same way that, you know, I think space is underseeded. I think Pirates is overseeded.
What say you, Randy?
But it is true the dead men tell no tales. So I think Pirates is going to have to take it here.
Okay, Pirates is going to be my choice. I love Pirates. All right. So one side of the Elite Eight is finished. Let's go to the other side. So we have number 1 Tron versus number 5 Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, again, no contest, I think.
For me, this is a little bit of a heartbreaker one because I love Toy Story. Man, I love going on that ride. Even though I lose every single time and I'm no good at it, I laugh on it. I have fun on it.
Yeah.
I love waiting at the end and seeing what everybody else's scores are. It's a great ride.
Yeah,
man,
comparing
I love Toy Story.
Comparing your score to my score is kind of what happens when Tron plays Toy Story Mania,
yes.
too. It's probably what the true. Final looks like. I hate to say it, but I agree with you. It's a heartbreaker because you love that darling team, but they just kind of suck in this matchup.
So you were going to go Tron?
Yeah, I'm going Tron. I love Toy Story, but... Tron is just a very fun, exciting ride.
Okay, so hear me out for a second. I thought this was, I thought I was going to be the deciding vote on this. I thought you were definitely going to go Toy Story.
Yeah,
I was worried because as much I love Tron, Toy Story to me is one of those. It's a top five attraction for me. It's got all the nostalgia. I love the movies. I love the Tron movies as well. I was struggling with this decision, and I'm still going to go Tron, because it's a pretty fun ride.
Yeah, I know Randy's saying it's a blowout, but for me, it's not a blowout. It is a heartbreaker.
I think it's an 82-74 kind of a game.
Yeah, no, I think it's like a 109-45 sort of thing. I'm not even joking about that. I think that's what it is we have the feeling of, you know, you always see that Cinderella team and you want to cheer for them. And then finally they're going to get to the thing and it's like the buzzsaw comes. I think Tron does that here at a Toy Story. When you really ostensibly sit down and think of like, what are you getting? The overall experience, the whole theme, how well does it put you in the movie? Like, it's hard to beat that when you're comparing these two. I think Toy Story is okay, but does Toy Story make me feel like I'm a toy? Or does it just make me feel like I'm at a carnival, right?
Yeah.
And it does a great job of the carnival.
Good point.
But I just, this is one that, in my opinion, it's the buzzsaw.
Yeah.
I like it. So Tron advances. All right.
Tron advances.
So we have now number three, Test Track, versus number two, Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm going Test Track.
I'm going to go with Rock and Roller Coaster.
Me too.
What?
Yeah, I just think. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I am genuinely surprised at this.
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. I listen. I mean, I seriously considered letting Donald show up and derail, you know, Test Track last time, except that I never would have got that through. It was 2-1, but a Test Track needs a lot of work right now. A lot of work.
I agree.
More than half the attraction isn't even working right. Right? From some the concept of making your car to seeing how it performs, all the other stuff, and it's just this goofy, like 1990s sort of thing. Test Track 3.0 can't get here soon enough. Now, once it does, we can have a different discussion. But yeah. This attraction needs a big, big facelift to be able to carry on. It's too old.
Okay. I respect that opinion. I for me, it's Test Track because it is the fastest. But also, Rock and Roller Coaster, I cannot stand the shoulder harnesses, the restraint system. I'm fair. Very claustrophobic with it. And if I'm choosing one last ride of the night, if it's between these two, to me, Test Track would win that. But obviously, I'm going to lose this matchup 2-1. So that's okay. All right. We have down at the Hollywood Studios Rec, we have number one, Rise of the Resistance versus Tower of Terror.
This is going to be interesting.
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm going Tower of Terror on this one.
No, it's not even close.
You guys are out of your minds.
But I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
To me, this is.
I just can't believe this. You're telling me there's no wait at Rise of the Resistance and no wait at Tower of Terror, and you're going to Tower of Terror.
Yes. All day, every day,
every single time.
On Sunday.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Y'all are insane.
Here's the thing. Rise of the Resistance, as much as I like it, again, this is another one. The first few times we rode it, I remember that. Like, we three did it together the very first time. Like, the first five times, right? And it was so innovative, so unique. It was so eye-opening. I have now done it enough times that there are no surprises. It doesn't work half the time.
There's no surprises on Tower of Terror. You're going up. You're going down. You're going up.
Different.
You don't
know different pattern every time.
You're going to go down.
You don't know which shaft you're in. If you're going to drop the start, or you're going to rise the
shaft.
The start.
That's what you're getting.
Yeah, well, Rise got the shaft. It's the first one seed to fall.
Yep. I feel the same way about this matchup that Randy did about Tron versus Toy Story. Complete blowout, in my opinion.
Wow.
Sorry, Deck.
Yeah.
All right. Last matchup of the round of 16, we have number three, Haunted Mansion, versus the number two seed, Soarin'.
This one hurts my heart.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
It is hard. Oh, Deck. It hurts.
Yeah, I love Haunted Mansion. Like, to me, Haunted Mansion is one of those, like, they pass the eye test. Like, you cannot go to the Magic Kingdom and not ride Haunted Mansion.
Agreed.
And so if you said, hey, you either get one or the other, man, that's
tough.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's tough. Because I feel the same way about Soarin'. Like, Soarin' is why I go to Epcot other than the food. So, yeah, I mean,
that's a tough one. I get it.
I think by like a sliver, like I'm talking like a buzzer beater, I think I'd choose Soarin' over Haunted, but it's like not going to hurt my feelings if you guys choose Haunted.
Well, I'm on the Haunted Mansion side. As so Ryan, it's to you.
As am I. Haunted Mansion to me, not as close as for me as it is for you, Dak, but I respect your opinion on that because I think Soarin' is a fantastic attraction. To me, Haunted Mansion is the next level. I'm going Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. We have our Elite Eight set. This is where it's going to get just... I mean, it's been crazy enough. I think this is going to be just absolutely...
I'm walking out of here.
Okay. I can't even... All right.
I just want to put it... Okay, you know, we're down here in the Elite Eight. So far on the board, we still have 3-1 seeds, okay? We still have 2-2 seeds. No. Yeah, 2-2 seeds, 2-3 seeds, and we got a 5 seed.
Yeah.
I think we know who the moron is there. One of these things is not like the other. I think we all understand what happened here.
This is the final four is going to be very interesting.
Let's make a little detour real fast. We're going to come back to the Epcot bracket. All right, let's do the Animal Kingdom bracket first. Everest versus Pirates. So the number one seed versus the number two seed.
It's Pirates for me.
Oh wow!
Whoa!
I was not expecting that, Deck.
Whoa. Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. I'm riding with the Yeti.
Oh,
so it's on you, Ryan.
Golly. Oh my gosh. This hurts.
Yeah. I'm not going to cry either way.
This hurts.
It's a 1 versus a 2. It's rightfully so, but I'm sticking with Everest.
This, I should not be getting emotional right now.
Yo ho, let's go.
I'm struggling with this big time because I have nostalgic feelings for both of them. I have history with both of them. Oh my goodness. This hurts. This hurts something fierce. I gotta go Everest.
Wow.
This is one of those matchups. It's like, you play 10 times, it's probably going to be 5-5.
It's going to triple overtime.
It's triple overtime. I just, you know, 5 minutes from now, I could go with Pirates. I just love Pirates. But I think Everest just has the thrill factor. I love the queue. It's one of the few queues that I don't mind waiting in. If I have to wait for a ride, I'll wait in Everest's queue because it's such a fun queue.
I want to say this. If this was Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean, I could be persuaded. Yeah. But...
That'll come next year.
Yeah. It will. It'll make this different.
All right. So we're going to Everest. Oof. Guys, that hurt. That really did hurt. All right. Tron versus Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
I think
to me, know. This is less of a matchup than the Toy Story. I'm going Tron.
Yeah, for the grid.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dak. I was going to say that. I think Toy Story gave Tron a better matchup than Rock and Roller Coaster just did. So, all right. And then we have Tower of Terror versus Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect out of you two.
I'm on the Tower of Terror here.
Me too, Tower of Terror.
I'm on the Tower of Terror.
Unbelievable.
Again, love Haunted Mansion is like a top five ride for me. But if I'm choosing between last ride of the night, it's Tower versus Haunted Mansion.
Wow.
Gotta go Tower. Sorry, Dak. Okay, now we put this one off. We've got in the Epcot bracket.
I know why you're putting this on.
We've got the Epcot bracket. We've got Cosmic.
You know I'm going to get upset here.
I don't want anybody to get upset. I think for me, so we got Cosmic Rewind, the number one seed versus the number three seed, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
This comes down to your vote. We know where Dak stands. I know. We know where
this
I
is,
stand.
This is,
so.
this is more difficult than Pirates versus Everest.
Yeah.
This is more difficult because Big Thunder Mountain Railroad was my... For the longest time, my favorite attraction.
Yeah, look
at Magic Kingdom.
Tony Baxter, dude. I mean,
yeah.
This is another one. It's got staying power. It's a blue blood. It's been there. It's been all around. There's a lot of nostalgia.
It's in Disneyland.
It's in Disneyland, Disney World. Paris. It's at Disney Sea, and it's at Paris.
It's just missing Shanghai, right? I don't know.
I'm not sure if it is. It might be there too, but my thing about it is this is, for me, this match, it comes down to, it's time for a changing of the guard. That's where I fit on this one, where Big Thunder Mountain had that innovation. It was Imagineers at their best, at their finest, and you saw that it stuck around for forever, and it's still got a pretty good engine. But what they've accomplished in Cosmic Rewind, in my opinion, is so game-changing that I just couldn't possibly vote against it. So that's where I'm at. But Ryan, it's on you.
Let me hear Dax. Let me hear your Big Thunder argument.
Wow, that's riding. I just
hold on to your kids.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I just think that it has, at least for me, it has a level of excitement that is enjoyable the whole time through. I love, you know, going around the corners and kind of slamming into your daughter. That's what I remember, right? Like, that's what I love the most about it, is just being on that ride with my little girls and riding it together. And I just think that it has enough, like I say, it has enough thrill and action in it that it, for me, is enough. And again, up against Cosmic, for me, Cosmic made me sick the first time, so I didn't really enjoy it. So that's probably why I lean more towards Big Thunder.
I agree with both of you. Cosmic, Randy did not oversell it. I got to do it for the first time a few months ago. 100% state of the art, the smoothest roller coaster I've ever been on. Just, my mind was blown. And I, when the generator spit out this matchup, I knew I was going to have a hard time. I knew it was going to be on me.
Yep.
And this was unfair to both of these attractions, to be honest. I think both, in any other year, either one of these is going to make it to the finals,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
And for me, Dak, I think you hit the nail on the head. I have a video of me and my girls on Big Thunder. And it's my oldest, Ashley, and my middle one, Morgan, and they probably were 11 and 7, maybe 10 and 6. Their arms are in the air, and it's at dusk, and they're just screaming and having the most amazing time. And I'm in the back filming them, and I'm getting emotional just thinking about the video right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I think Cosmic will get there. I think once I'm able to do that attraction with my family, we can create those nostalgic memories, those sentimental memories.
Sure.
I think solely on sentimental value, I got to go Big Thunder.
That's fair. It's a fair argument.
Yeah.
It's a fair argument.
And I can't believe I'm actually a little emotional right now. This was very difficult. And just thinking about my girls, low deck, and your comment about your girls, it's just, that's really right now hard to replace.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I think if you get a chance to do it, look, I mean, Dak did Cosmic once and didn't like it and hasn't gone on it since. Right.
Yeah.
It's easier for him to go there. You haven't had a chance to do it with the whole group.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that's the thing that the whole group's like, where did we get our virtual queue? And did you buy us on for a second time?
Yeah.
And we were able to do what I call the Holy Trinity when we were there because we had extended hours. So we got a second virtual queue that day. And for us as a family, it was the best, the most enjoyable. It's the one that you want to just do over and over and over again. Can we go back to back? Can we keep going? You're right. You'll get there eventually when you can kind of create those sorts of memories. And you know, Dak may change his mind one day if he ever decides to do it again and has a better experience. Because I understand what it's like to yak off of a ride. You know, I have that feeling about Mission Space, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. That's gut wrenching, guys. Not gonna lie.
Like I said, my team chokes every year. So there we are. You know, no surprise to me.
I don't think this is choking. I think. Well, let's play it out, and we'll maybe comment at the end. All right. So final four, guys. We have Big Thunder versus Everest. We have Tron versus Tower of Terror. Let's do Tron versus Tower of Terror first.
Please, can we have some sanity? Can we please have some sanity here and just advance, draw, and move on? Can we stop the madness? like enough with the Valpo run here.
All right, I'm gonna put this one on Randy because I'm going Tower of Terror.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going Tower of Terror.
This is insane.
Kevin Flynn, where are you?
Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is my favorite attraction, so I have to go Tower of Terror.
See, the same arguments that you guys were making about Big Thunder Mountain, which, by the way, is the absolute part of Big Thunder Mountain I hate the most. I don't like bumping into each other. Really? I don't feel secure. I never felt secure about my kid not being it. The fact we were sliding around, I'm like, is he going to fall out? Like, what's going on? I don't like that part about Big Thunder Mountain. On Tower of Terror, though, I have those kinds of memories of my youngest kid, like, and because the rest of the family wouldn't do it. We took all of their magic bands and we ran through with their fast passes three times in a row, boy, right? Nice. And this is when he was four, right? Yeah. And it was his favorite ride. I have those nostalgic memories there. But listen. In the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, okay?
Put on that Tron headgear.
We are a Tron family, yes. Right? There's probably no movie that has been played in our vehicle as we have gone on long distance trips and traveled more than Tron Legacy. It is the soundtrack I listen to when I want to go to sleep on an airplane and I just let it play
it's
and
a
put
nice
it
soundtrack.
On a loop.
Yeah.
You know, I have the merchandise. I know it by heart. You know, it's Tron.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Tron.
Okay. I 100% respect that. To me, Tower of Terror it's been my favorite attraction for some time now. If I don't do Tower of Terror, I feel like the entire trip can be a waste. But Tron is something special, and you know, being able to do it three times during our guys' trip.
Yep, and that was another one too. We hit the Holy Trinity for Tron on our day two, where we did it three times that day.
So
it was amazing.
I completely respect Tron. Moving on here. Okay. The other side of the bracket, we have Big Thunder Mountain Railroad versus Expedition Everest.
Well, Big Thunder is my favorite. It's my favorite overall ride, period. So I think I've firmly decided that. I love a lot of rides at Disney World, but to me, Big Thunder Mountain is just, I cannot go without riding Big Thunder.
Okay. Like,
I love that ride. Again, I think it's a ride that everybody in the family can do. I mean, obviously you're not taking little toddlers or babies on it or whatever, but it's a great ride. I love.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I can't say what I said 5 minutes ago and not choose Big Thunder again.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, I figured you guys do that. I'm on Everest, but that's okay. That whole side of the back bracket sucks now. So it doesn't matter. I'm going to my backup team from here on out.
And hey, no disrespect to Everest, solid number one seed right there. Just you can't have four teams moving on to the national championship. So, all right. Well, guys.
Well, the SEC apparently thinks that you can, but that's different. Different story.
All right. We guys have arrived to the championship. Well, let's do a third place game. Everest versus Tower of Terror. I'm going Tower of Terror.
Tower.
Okay. Tower's our third place winner. Awesome. All right. For the title of our first annual Disney World Attraction March Madness Tournament, we have the number one seed out of the Magic Kingdom bracket, Tron, versus the number three seed out of the Epcot bracket, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Now, Dak, I'm curious because you have been pushing both of these attractions very hard.
Yeah. This would be a tough decision to me. So again, going back to our original premises, like take all of the emotional, ties out of it just to say, hey, we're headed to Tron or we're headed to Big Thunder Mountain. It's 9:30. The park closes at 10. You're standing at the castle. So you're right in the middle of the two. Where are you going? Man. Tron at night, Big Thunder at night. Oh, man.
Hold up.
I don't know.
This is easy.
Okay. We know where Randy's going. I'm going to go Big Thunder. Randy's going Tron. Now it's on you, Dak.
Crap. You would go Big Thunder?
You're not going Big Thunder over Tron. Come on.
Just based on what Dak... Well, hold up.
Yeah, come on. I could see Dak doing it, but I don't think you're there on that one. I know the other stuff, and, you know, I'm not convinced there.
Dak, you just laid out
the scenario. 9:30 at night. I don't know how you beat that atmosphere on the grid with the lights going and the music, right, to put you in the element. That's the argument that I'm going to put forward there. If that's what I'm choosing, very last thing I could possibly do, I am getting on an airplane that night. The last thing I want to do is I'm going to ride Tron if I'm choosing. Yeah.
It's really tough. I mean...
And I'll give you a good example of this. I did Big Thunder at midnight, and I still went and walked up the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse, okay? I'm like, yeah, I don't feel like that's the one I want to end on. So, you know...
I think for me, just... So are you officially casting your vote?
No, I'm thinking about it again.
Well, then I'll put it back on you because I think I would end up choosing Big Thunder Mountain. That's tough. That's really tough. Like, honestly, I think it would come down to, like, whatever mood you're in that night and kind of, like, how's your day gone, all these other factors, which I just said you shouldn't take into consideration as part of this analysis.
Don't forget, this was the last thing we did on our guys trip.
Yeah.
No,
being
I'm
there,
with you.
Being there at nighttime, right? It was the last thing we did. We got a picture, right? Yeah. We did it all.
Man, it's tough. Like this is that Villanova North Carolina game where like Carolina comes down, hits a shot. There's like 1.3 seconds left, and they pass it up the court and at the buzzer. To me. You can't go wrong either way, but I guess for me right now, sitting here in this chair at whatever time it is, you know, I'd choose Big Thunder, and 30 seconds from now, I'd choose Tron.
You know, what's interesting about this is that we've got all different types of attractions in this bracket. We've got boat rides, we've got slower rides, we've got roller coasters, and we've come down to two roller coaster attractions.
You've actually come down to the oldest roller coaster versus the newest roller coaster.
Yeah, it is a new versus old. Are we going to have a changing of the guard?
Big Thunder Mountain was original to the park, right? Goodness. That's what you're coming down to.
Yeah, this is difficult for me too, Dak, because I probably prefer the Tron movies over the Guardians movies. So it makes this ride probably a little more sentimental in terms of connecting me to the movies. I definitely feel more connected to the movies at Tron than I do Guardians. Let me put it that way.
100% agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the Guardians movies they're fine, but there's something about, like you said earlier, the soundtrack of Tron. It's almost, I mean, other than maybe John Williams composing for Star Wars, one of the top three or four soundtracks, in my opinion, ever created. I'm torn, guys. I'm torn. Big Thunder, we've talked about it, nostalgic value, family memories. I've got no family memories with Tron, but there's just, I can see myself just, I mean, my girls, my wife with me on that ride, you know, just it's a new experience. As good as Cosmic is in terms of the ride vehicle itself, it's not new compared to what Tron is, which is a light cycle. You were sitting on this bike and you were hunched over. That's a pretty unique experience that you can't really find anywhere else. Not even a Universal. Hagrid's ride, it's okay, but it's not a light cycle. You're on a motorbike, but you're not on a light cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Tron.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Tron. But like you, Dak, I think 30 seconds from now, I could go Big Thunder.
I just circled our winner, Tron.
Tron.
Me too.
Well, there it is, Tron.
There you have it.
Listen, my bracket was busted like
5 seconds in.
Yeah, if we would have done these on our own, my bracket would have been busted. Yeah. You know?
I don't know that. Listen, I mean, look, let's be honest. If we'd put this out here, do any of us win the bracket tournament challenge? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think a single one of us. I mean, I know for a fact, not one of us had the final four right.
Yeah.
So.
No.
You know, we didn't even get that far. Did I? I think I had the Elite Eight. Yeah, I had the Elite Eight, but I didn't have the Final Four right. So,
yeah, I would probably agree with that. I thought Test Track would upset Rock and Roller Coaster. Honestly, I thought as much as I think Haunted Mansion is the better ride, and obviously we voted that way. I thought Soarin would upset Haunted Mansion there. Not upset, but according to the seeds, that would have been a straight chalk answer. But so what's going to be fun is that next year when we do this with the Disneyland attractions and we get Soarin' over California, because this one's Soarin' over the World, and I know you're a big fan of Soarin' over California, we get the Incredicoaster, we get the Spider-Man attraction out there, we get some of those.
Web Slingers is going to get some things to run for its money.
And Dak loves the Guardians of the Galaxy ride out there, even though it's the same thing as Tower of Terror.
Identical.
But we'll see how that one does in next year's tournament. So, guys, this was a lot of fun. You know, I did not expect to get probably a little emotional there for a second, trying to decide between Big Thunder and Cosmic. Dak, your argument, though, is what swayed me, because you brought up a core memory that I had, you know, 10 years ago. So, guys, this was fun.
Listen, it's been a long season. It's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But Tron, Light Cycle Run, you are the Disney World March Madness tournament champion.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
One magic moment. Or what's that song they always sing at the end?
Yeah, one shining moment.
Right. I mean, right now, you know, Flynn is cutting down the nets.
Cutting down the nets.
Yeah. Let's not forget, fellas, they've already released concept art for Tron Ares. That movie is happening.
Okay.
We don't know much, but it is happening. They say it's going to be a game changer. We'll find out. Team Tron it is. All right, team.
Awesome.
Great show today, guys.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun, guys. Hopefully you listeners you enjoyed the selections here. I'm sure maybe there were a few that we got wrong, especially those that don't like thrill coasters.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, well, check us out. Social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are posting there every now and then some of our funny anecdotes and videos. And again, we wanted to tease.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's do it.
Yes. Go ahead, Dak.
Well, we want to tease out that we came up with this idea that we want to do some bonus episodes. And we thought about, well, what could we put out there that would be of value? And so what we'd like to do is start putting out bonus episodes. We're going to send them out once a week as well. These bonus episodes are going to do things like different restaurant reviews, different hotel reviews, maybe some tips and tricks. Couldn't get that out of my mouth there for a sec. But just things that'll help you make decisions as you're planning your Disney World vacation, as you're thinking about how you want to structure your Disney World vacation, so that you can kind of have a source to go to get some advice and some tips on what we would choose if we were planning our own Disney World vacations.
It's going to be awesome. You know, I mentioned last week a little bit about having visited a new restaurant at the Contemporary, for instance, and, you know, it gives us an opportunity to kind of tell you a little bit of our experiences one-on-one, some thoughts and some ways that you can be prepared to just make your next escape that much more magical.
There you go.
And we'll keep them short. They'll be little quick hits, so you're not spending, you know, 45 minutes or an hour. We're just going to keep them to, you know, 10, 15 minute reviews of these different restaurants or hotels, or just different tips like how to work through Genie Plus. That's going to be a big episode for us there. But check it out. Our bonus episodes, we'll have to come up with some sort of snappy name for them, but should be a lot of fun.
And it could be all three of us. It could be two of us. It could be one of us.
Yeah, we'll call it Escape to the Magic Plus.
There you go. I like it.
Love it.
Free of charge.
Oh, that's right. All right. Thanks, everyone.
See you later.
Bye.